To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
News, traffic, and the latest from the world of sports. This is Rush Hour Sports on 104.1 FM KMOX.
All right, welcome into Tuesday on Rush Hour Sports. Matt Pauly, Kevin Wheeler hanging out with you till 6 o'clock. Sports open line coming up after that. What's up, Matt?
Not much. How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready for off-season baseball talk, man. I know we did it. We did a lot with Bernie yesterday. I'm glad it's here. Not that I don't want to talk other things. I mean, I love talking football. Eventually, I think the Blues will give us more to talk about. Yay, they won last night.
They did.
They needed that really badly. I think this is just such a wildly interesting off-season for the Cardinals, but also for the league as a whole, that I'm just happy it's here.
It was a busy day today. A lot of opt-ins, a lot of opt-outs,
yeah.
Options not being picked up, that sort of thing. It's some interesting decisions, and I know we'll get into some of them as we go along through the hour, but it was there was some interesting things that happened.
Yeah, some weird things with the Cubs and the Brewers.
Yeah.
I got a little surprised they're just sending Shota Imanaga right out into free agency.
Yeah,
you couldn't have traded that contract?
You probably could have.
Maybe they tried and couldn't.
Do we really think he's not going to make that much money?
I bet he's going to get close to what he was owed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they traded Andrew Kittredge today.
Yeah,
kind of weird.
But then the Brewers, though.
Yeah.
Not exercising a $12 million option on Contreras. And then looking at the arbitration projection, and that looks like he's going to be like an $11 million arbitration.
Yeah, this one really bothers me.
It's a weird one.
Yeah, this really bothers me, and I think this is one of the problems with baseball. The situation here is William Contreras had option years on his contract. The option years happened during his arbitration years. So if the option is declined, he goes back into arbitration. He had an option for this upcoming season at $12 million. His arbitration prediction is $11.1 million, and the buyout for the thing was $100,000. So there's an $800,000 difference. The Brewers are just assuming that he's going to make less than $11.1 million in arbitration, so that's why they did this. I think if I was the czar of baseball and I could make all the decisions I wanted to make, one of the first things I would do is, if you sign a contract that has option years inside of your arbitration years, your arbitration status gets blown out.
Yeah.
That if you decline an option, you can't just revert back to club control, that essentially it would become a non-tender.
Yeah.
So that would be one of the first things I would do. Secondly, and I realize the Brewers are really, really smart, and they keep winning lots of ball games, and they know what they're doing, but for you to do this over $800,000 to one of your top players who you may now have to drag through arbitration because of this.
Yeah.
That's a terrible decision. And it's the exact same conversation we had last year when The Cardinals and Brendan Donovan were, what, $800,000 apart from each other. It's not worth doing that. And I realize the track record of the Brewers. I know who they are. But I think it is a terrible, terrible, terrible look.
Good.
When you're doing this.
Good. I hope they ruin their reputation with their players.
I hope they do too. This is a guy in William Contreras who wrote on the Players Tribune going into the postseason about how he loves Milwaukee and how when he first got traded there, he was bummed out, but then he learned about more. Like he is so like embraced everything that is Milwaukee. He's exactly what a small market team like that needs to be able to retain players sometimes at less than market value. He's exactly what they want, and then they kind of screw him over for $800,000.
Not great, but the fact that the couple teams in the division are doing things that are a little weird, longer term could be a good thing. We know short term, don't hold your breath. You know, I think it's important to keep repeating that. You know, this is not a Cardinals team that's looking for a 2026 complete turnaround. I'm sure they want to be better.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they hope that there are opportunities out there that get them there. And we're going to do a little bit of that in the next segment because it's been pretty clear. I mean, Chaim Bloom flat out said it. They're going to look for some starting pitching and maybe a bullpen arm, too, to complement what they already have, but certainly not a rotation leader. Certainly not an ace. Certainly not a closer. So don't think about like Edwin Diaz, the bullpen. Don't think about, you know, the big boys in there. You know, don't think Dylan Cease or whatever. Think more along the lines of guys on 1 and 2 year deals. And I got some names I want to throw at you. We'll do that in the next segment.
Okay.
But I saw this today, and Keith Law did a Q&A with an offseason Q&A about free agency and players and things along those lines. And a question came up to him about Donovan and Gray. And it was specifically about the Cardinals, like, the question was more along the lines of, you know, is there a world where the Cardinals can trade off some of their current players and then compete with what they get in return, right? And Keith Law's response was, I don't think trading Sonny Gray or Brendan Donovan is going to get immediate help. And I think that makes a lot of sense. And I think this is my point, that we kind of have to keep our eyes on the right prize. The right prize is the long-term asset. If we're thinking about trading Brendan Donovan and you're going to get your number three starter in that trade, you're probably thinking the wrong way.
Without a doubt.
Right? I mean, what you're probably thinking in these kinds of deals would be guys that are double A, maybe triple A, but guys that still have something to prove, and maybe they're blocked in their current organization. I know I've mentioned a bunch of teams that have a lot of pitching depth. Yankees have a lot of high-level pitching depth. I think the Dodgers too, and there's some other teams that are similar. But you're not getting a top 100 prospect for those guys.
No, you're not.
What you're getting are more quality depth pieces to raise the overall level. And then you're going to have to develop your own stars and then maybe eventually get back out into the marketplace and buy one, right? I mean, not now, but eventually that may be something you have to do. But I think the thing that we have to get to is an understanding as people following the Cardinals of what's realistic. And you pointed this out, I think, last week. You're going to see a lot of just flat-out BS during the offseason. You're going to see stuff on Twitter that people are going to throw out there, and it's not real. And you're going to see people speculating in various places. I don't even want to categorize from who, because some of it might even come from people that are like, quote unquote, insiders. Mm-hmm. But you're going to see a lot of speculation on, you know, and especially from fans who are going to be like, I think you should go get this team's number one prospect for Brendan. It's not happening.
Not happening.
That's not how it's going to go. Now, can you get a high quality player? Yeah, that's the whole point of considering trading those guys. You're not trading those guys just to trade them. You just keep them if you're going to do that. You know, I mean, like, there is some value in just keeping those guys and seeing what happens at the trade deadline, you know, when you're looking at teams that are in the midst of competing.
Yeah, and sometimes that market goes up and sometimes it goes down.
It can go either way, right.
It's hard to predict.
And with Sonny, I wouldn't wait. Yeah. Just on the case that, like, oh, strain hamstring, whatever, like, you know, he's mid-30s. Right. I would move him while he's healthy.
I would also, I read today, Katie Wu wrote in The Athletic a story about just kind of going through an off-season primer.
Yeah.
And she ran one of the quotes from Chaim Bloom from his introductory press conference. And I think this is the quote that we need to continue to remember. Maybe we should just post it up in the studio for us always to remember. I will read. This is from Chaim. We will always want to win. And we will hunt moves and decisions that allow us to do that right now, too, as long as they serve our ultimate goal. But when we have to choose between short-term gratification and our bigger goal of contending consistently, we will choose the long term.
Yeah, because that's your best bet.
That is the mantra of the offseason.
Yeah.
Everything that we talk about between now and opening day, we need to run through that quote and see if it fits.
Yeah, and that really is why we have to keep this as the focus of our conversations. And now, that doesn't mean there can't be major league additions. In fact, Bloom has said they're planning on that. They're planning on signing pitching, for sure, especially if you're trading Sonny Gray. You're going to have to add at least one starting pitcher because you've got some good, interesting young dudes that are on their way, but we don't know what timing is. Are they going to be their opening day, maybe June or July? We don't know. So you've got to have enough coverage to do that. And I want to throw some names at you.
Okay.
So The Athletic today did some projections. Tim Britton did it. He does a good job. But projections, just keep in mind, they all tend to be on the low side because once you get into the heat of the competition, some of the numbers go up. But he did projections, and I'm gonna throw out some names of guys that might make sense for the Cardinals for what we're talking about. And then we'll go yes or no. Would you or would you not? Talk about that next up here on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Rush Hour Sports on KMOX. Matt Pauley, Kevin Wheeler with you here. Feel free to throw in your two cents if you'd like. You can do that on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. If you're on the stream with us, you can text 314-436-7900. So I was looking at, and again, I want to be clear, these projections, I'm not counting them as gospel truth. But it's just an interesting conversation starter because free agency is starting in 2 days. Yeah, I mean, it opens on the 6th, yeah. But nothing really happens until after the general manager's meetings.
It's one of the worst things about baseball when you compare it to the NBA and the NFL.
Yeah.
Because, and I'm not, there's not going to be a cap in baseball. There doesn't need to be a cap in baseball. But the one thing the cap does do in other sports is creates urgency.
Yeah, because you got to act fast because you're going to run out of space. Right. Yeah. And, you know, I also think maybe some of that's a little bit overdone because of the way just that's always the way the league has been. The NBA is kind of the same way, but it's fine. I mean, like baseball's going to be slower. It's a sport that's about pace anyway, you know. Yeah. We're all okay with it.
But what stinks is when
I would like to see almost an end window though.
Well, that's the problem is when the market doesn't pick up until late January.
Yeah, it sucks.
Well, the entire baseball media community just got together a month earlier at the baseball winter meetings and sat on their hands for 4 days.
Yeah.
Like there's actually a spotlight on the game during the 4 days of the winter meetings. There has to be things that happen there just for the health of the game.
All right, so let me throw some names at you. So this is from The Athletic. They did free agent contract projections. Tim Britton did it. Tim does a really nice job. But just keep in mind that projections usually end up a little on the low side because competition spurs them to go up.
Right. Although we don't know if it's going to be that way this year, the CBA.
We're just kind of working with these names as a conversation starter.
Yeah.
Okay. That does not mean that I think that any of these names want to come here. That's not the question yet. It's just about the number and the level of player that we're talking about. Like, we talked about this with Bernie. Forget Max Scherzer. Max Scherzer's not coming here. He's going to go to a contender.
Right.
Right? So even if he's going to do a one-year deal at $15 million, and that sounds attractive, and the Cardinals probably would love that, I'm sure he knows he's near the end. He's 41 years old. He knows he's going to be seeking another contender.
And he and his boy, Tony Vitello.
Yeah,
make it together.
I mean, maybe that makes sense there because Verlander's also a free agent, and he's going to be the same, by the way. Right. You're not getting Verlander. He's going to be looking at a contender as well. But if you look at the names, let's go. And I'm focused on starting pitchers, okay? Sure. They project Zach Eflin at 1 year and $17 million. He had a terrible year last year. He finished the year on the injured list with a back problem. Mm-hmm. I'm a no on a back problem for $17 million on this team.
I would agree.
I like that pitcher.
Yeah.
And a year or two ago, a few years ago, I was kind of like, that's a guy you should get in on.
This time last year, he was coming off a 3.59 ERA. Now he only appeared, you know what? He pitched 28 games in 2024 between his two teams. So very different guy. Back issues are hard to navigate through.
Yeah, and again, when I'm only going on a one-year deal. Yeah. You know, I mean, if I'm the Dodgers and I can just stash him until July, great.
That's what they do.
But I'm not the Dodgers, and I'm in a little bit of a rebuild. What about Jordan Montgomery? So they pegged Jordan Montgomery at 1 year, $18 million. That feels insane to me. I would maybe think about Montgomery on 1 year at half that.
Yeah,
I mean he's barely pitched, and isn't he coming off Tommy John?
He missed basically the season.
Yeah,
I guess he pitched a little bit more, but. I don't think he'd come here.
No, that's a fair point because I would say it's at least a possibility because he was really good here.
Yeah.
And he may not have a ton of options, but again, to me, that's not attractive for the Cardinals.
So he did not pitch an inning in 2025.
Yeah.
I don't know when he is set to be back healthy.
And he was awful in 2024.
Yes. And the owner of the Diamondbacks took shots at him and called that a bad contract.
Yeah.
I just remember every opportunity he ever had when he was here about, hey, would you want to resign? He hemmed and hawed.
Yeah,
I don't think he loved it here.
Things change when you're facing a crunch and you're not sure you're going to have a team.
That is true.
How about Zach Littell? So they projected Zach Littell at 2 years and $20 million, so 10 a year.
Mm. Do I have to
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I got that right. Yeah, 2 years and $20
million. I lean yes. I don't love the second year, but I lean yes.
I think that's the caliber of guy we should be thinking about.
Yeah.
Because he's 30, so he's not old. He's young enough to be good for 2 years. He's solid, but not spectacular, right? So this season, his total, it was a 3.81 ERA.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it was a 4.88 fielding independent. Okay. So a little scary there, and I'd have to look at some of the other things. But again, what we're talking about, he threw 186 innings. What we're talking about are guys that can cover innings until you know what you can expect from Quinn Matthews, from Liam Doyle, from Eshan Henderson. I think they have a lot of questions to answer as far as when guys are going to be ready, but that's a player that can go give you competitive starts every fifth day for most of the season.
Okay, let's put that 3.81 ERA in perspective, too, when it comes to the Cardinals. That would have easily been the best ERA.
No, that's a good point.
Any pitcher the Cardinals had. What was his expected?
I didn't look at the expected. His fielding independent was 4.88.
So if he had a 4.88 ERA, that's still better than everybody but than Liberatore and Gray.
Yeah, his expected was 4.48.
Okay, same thing.
Which would be, for the Cardinals' purposes, fine if he gives you 160 innings.
Yes. So again, same thing I just said. A 4.48 ERA was better than everybody not named Matthew Liberatore and Sonny Gray.
All right, let's do one more quick name here, and then we'll do another. We'll do some more coming up. Would you consider Brandon Woodruff at 2 years and $40
million? Yes.
Because they're looking at 20 a year is what they project for him.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely.
You would?
100%.
Yeah? I mean, I think he'll have contenders, so I wouldn't expect him to just be like, yes, but you would do that. I might not for that much money.
He's a $20 million a year pitcher.
I agree, but he's coming up on 33, and he's had a lot of injuries.
He hasn't had a lot of injuries.
He only made 12 starts this year. He didn't start at all in 2024, and he only made 11 starts in 2023. And now he's 33.
he had an injury at the end of the season that wrecked his postseason.
Yeah.
He had an injury coming into the season.
But it's a shoulder, and he was out for a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when he was pitching, he was good.
Yeah.
And this is going to be his first standard offseason in a while. And this is a guy who was a 30-game starter in 2021. He's a 27-game starter in 2022. He had been those are not bad numbers. I think he's a guy that is – if you have him instead of Sonny Gray, you put him right there at the top of the rotation. So I'm a yes on Brandon.
All right, I got another name. We'll do it after the other on the other side of the news because I got another name that's my favorite. One of the names.
All right,
and we'll get through that. And maybe
Woodruff might have been my favorite.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And again, he's really good, and yeah. I think he's going to be with a contender. I don't think he's going to come to a team like the Cardinals.
I also agree.
Yeah. But in theory, that's not a bad commitment at 2 years, especially if you're trading Sonny Gray.
Yeah.
That's Matt Pauley. I'm Kevin Wheeler. This is Rush Hour Sports on KMOX. All right, Tuesday on Rush Hour Sports. Matt Pauley, Kevin Wheeler with you here talking baseball. We are now into the Cardinals / MLB offseason, so we're diving right in head first.
Let's go.
So I'm throwing out pitchers, again, of the caliber that we should probably expect. Like I threw out Brandon Woodruff. He's not coming here. Brandon Woodruff is probably going to seek a contender. But these are the guys, 1- and 2-year deals, maybe with some upside. At the very least, though, like inning stability is what the Cardinals are going to seek. I was actually joking about this with Derek Gould the other day. We were texting, just kind of off air, just texting. And it's like, yeah, they kind of need a guy that can carry some of the workload like Michaelis did, but it just has to be a different name.
Yes.
It has to be a different guy. Ideally, ideally the younger Miles. You know, the guy that, you know, when they first signed him.
Yeah, coming straight back over.
And this is not my favorite name. I'm going to save that one for a second.
Okay.
But this is one I forgot in the last segment. But there's a guy named Cody Ponce.
Yeah.
Who's coming back from Korea. Had a great year in Korea. So he was 17-1 with a 189 ERA in the KBO this year. 180 innings, which is a draw.
Mm-hmm.
180 innings and 252 strikeouts.
That's a lot.
Now, let's keep in mind a couple things. He's going to be age 32.
Yeah.
He's appeared in 20 major league games with a 5.86 ERA. Now, granted, that was several years ago. He last pitched in the majors in 2021. He did pitch in Japan, but his time in Japan was not nearly as successful as his time in Korea. It wasn't terrible. In Japan, he was like, I think it was like 3 seasons, and it was a 4.54 ERA. But he had a big year this year. It looks like he's trying to come back. And the projection on him is 2-20, so 10 a year. And he's 31, coming up on age 32. A little bit risky, but if you're looking for innings, that's not a big price tag.
Yeah, I don't hate it. Like, I'm not jumping on
it. Wouldn't be my first choice,
yeah.
but I get it. I get it.
If he gets that from somebody, I'm not going to bat an eye.
Yeah.
Like, that seems about right.
Now, I don't know about the player's view of this, but this is my favorite one of the names that was listed in the projections.
Okay.
In part because of the name.
Trevor Bauer.
Yeah. In part because of the name, in part because of the age, and because of the projection that Tim Britton put on this guy for The Athletic. Dustin May.
Yeah. Well, you've been talking about him for months.
To me, this is you shoot big. It could be a spectacular failure, but his upside is crazy because he's a guy, he throws a 98, 99 mile an hour sinker. And he's got a chance to be, you know, he's been hurt a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And this year he wasn't hurt, but he was erratic because he hadn't pitched in a while.
Right.
But they projected him at 2 years and 26.
It's not
so
true.
13 a year. I would jump on. And now, if he's willing to come here for that, sign me up now. I don't even need to wait. I don't need to talk to anybody else. For a 28-year-old, sign me up right now.
That seems low to me.
I agree.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get that number. I think he's going to get more years. I think he's going to get more than 2 years. I think he's probably going to get closer to $15 million a year.
It's like 4 years and 60.
So maybe not four, but I bet he's going to get at two with an option of some kind. Yeah. Probably, you know, $45 million total. But what we don't know is, what does he want? He's 28. He could very well want a shorter term deal to reestablish himself and then get back out there at some point in the next couple years.
Yeah, I think
either way, if that number's even close, that's my number one choice. Again, assuming he doesn't have contenders breathing down his throat, because he probably will. But that's what I would love, that kind of play.
Yeah, generally speaking, I think what you're looking for is either guys who are willing to come in kind of under market value because they want to build their own value back up.
Yeah.
Or you're looking for people who are willing to sign deals that are long enough that you feel like they're still around when you're back competing.
Yeah.
And those are kind of the two different routes that you go down.
Yeah. And Dustin May, by no means, he was not good this year. I mean, that's just a fact. He was not good this year. He had command problems. His fastball velo was down a little bit from where it was before. But to keep in mind, he got hurt in 2023, did not pitch in 2024, and it took a long time for him to get back. And command is always what comes back last when you're coming off elbow injuries.
And the strikeout numbers were still respectively between Boston and L.A., 123 strikeouts and 132 innings, so just under a strikeout per inning.
Not elite, but if you flash back to when he was last healthy in 2023, his average fastball was 97 miles an hour, is the top 8-9% in Major League Baseball. And he was the king of giving up soft contact.
Right.
He wasn't actually healthy that year either, because he really hasn't been healthy since like...
So he will fit in here.
Yeah, I was going to say, he hasn't been healthy, I don't think, since 2021. Which is, by the way, why you might be able to get him at a really good price. When you're in the Cardinals' position, if you can get a guy like that, and he pitched 130 innings last year, so you could probably safely say 150, 160 this year. When you're looking at a player that's 28, it's rare to find those guys who have in their background upper 90s stuff, and he's close to that now. I mean, he's still 96. I think he can get, give him another year to be healthy. You might get a bigger version of that fastball. That's the gamble I want to take.
I would agree.
I think the floor is risky because of injuries, but the ceiling is high. And I would be shooting for ceiling.
I would too. Because if you hit the floor, it doesn't really have any sort of overall negative impact on the organization because of the expectations going into the season.
Yeah. And, I think there's a chance, and again, we're just tossing out some of these names because they were in the projections. These guys may end up, none of them being interested in St. Louis. The Cardinals may not have any real interest in them. Maybe they're too expensive. Maybe they're going to be looking more along the lines of giving Eric Fetty another look, but please don't do that. Even if it's the same kind of guy, don't bring the same guy.
Right.
Don't do that.
Well, there is the PR side of
it.
No, I
agree.
This is why we talk about Miles Michaelis, because in, like you said, there are parts of Michaelis that actually would fit in.
Yeah.
But I think it would be a PR disaster to have him back.
There are a few others, and I don't have the names off the top of my head, so we'll just have to bring it up another time. But there are a few others of guys that, one of them, a guy named Anthony Kay. Is definitely, to me, a guy to keep an eye on. So Anthony Kay was a first-round pick in 2016 with the Mets. He's been pitching overseas, and he's looking to come back. He's a lefty. So he's another guy that might fit. Because I think that kind of play, even though my favorite is Dustin May, I don't think it's happening.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think he'll have either bigger markets coming in, like bigger contenders, or the Cardinals will have just enough worry about his health to go a different direction. I think guys that are like these guys coming back, the newer Miles Michaelises, the newer Eric Fettys, that are something, they're doing something. They're going to come in pretty reasonably.
They are.
You know, that Anthony Kay, he might come in for a 1 or 2 year deal at $8 million a year.
I think it's also worth noting what is the, because right now they have enough guys to fill a rotation. If the season were.
Well, not if they're trading
right now.
Sonny.
At 5:49 p.m. on November 4th, they have enough guys for a rotation. If you had to start tomorrow, it would probably be Gray, Liberatore, McGreevy, I'd say Leahy and Matthews. I'm not including Pallante because I actually think Pallante is going to be non-tendered.
Really? I'll be surprised if he is, but we'll definitely know soon.
Okay, yeah. So I think Pallante is going to be non-tendered, so I'm taking him out of it. So to me,
Matthews he can't be counting on him right now.
I can.
How?
Because this team is where it's at right now.
Yeah, but they don't want to mess with his development and bring him up when he's not right. He's going to have to show them he can throw strikes.
I give him every opportunity.
I know he did before, but he's got to show it before you're going to give him a spot.
No, to me, I'm penciling him in, and he's got to pitch his way out of the rotation.
Mm.
He's in my rotation going into the season.
Mm. I mean, I want him to be. I would try to, like, I would set it up so that's possible, which is another reason why I would think about keeping Pallante. Because, if I want to bump someone, that's the guy I bump. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't... Pallante's not worth what his arbitration number is going to be.
What's that?
Pallante's not going to be worth what his arbitration number is going to be.
Maybe not, but it depends on what you know you can acquire before that. Because they're going to trade Sonny Gray.
I'm not 100% sure on that.
Really?
I'm like 60-40 they will.
All right. Wow, I'm a little more like 80-20.
Okay. Let's see, where is it? Palante's number is at $3.4 million.
That's fine. That's a middle reliever.
I think you can get more for that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not as a starter. You can get a middle reliever for that. They're going to get a Phil Maton for that.
We'll see. They're going to non-tender somebody.
All right, let's bet a milkshake.
Okay, that's fine.
We'll bet a milkshake.
They're going to non-tender somebody, and I think it's going to be Palante.
That's Matt Pauley. I'm Kevin Wheeler. We'll come back and wrap up the show next. All right, wrapping up Rush Hour Sports in just a couple of minutes. Sports up online to follow. What do you got tonight?
We got a full two-hour show. We're going to do a fair amount of baseball talk. We're going to get a little college basketball after a fun night last night.
Yeah.
And we will talk some Blues hockey. They got an important win last night.
Boy, they needed to break that streak, man.
Did you? I don't know if you were watching.
Yeah.
I was flipping between the Blues and SLU last night, and luckily I switched right over to the Blues. Right was as they were going on the power play where Dvorsky scored. He's out over on the right side, and he just has a missile.
He's got a great shot, man. Oh,
and that changed everything.
Yeah.
Moments later, they got kind of that lucky goal. They had an extra pep in their step. Everything changed. Hockey Amy Marks, of course, is going to be on.
Yeah.
To talk.
Nice.
She's going to do a weekly hit on Sports Open Line now.
Yeah, Amy was shouldering the blame for their bad start.
And rightfully so.
She said it's her fault because she's back covering the team now, and now they are struggling.
Yeah, obviously.
Which is total BS, because last time she covered the team, they won the cup.
Well, but they had a bad start to the season.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
A horrible start.
Yes.
I mean, worst team in the league in January. This isn't that.
No.
They're a weird, frustrating team, but I don't think there's any question they're better than what we've seen.
I would agree.
It's just a matter of whether or not you're going to be able to erase the gap.
I just have no clue how good they actually are.
No. But again, expectation was contend for the playoffs.
Right.
Expectation wasn't run deep in the playoffs.
No.
They're still in their, they're like in the middle stages of their rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Cardinals are kind of in the beginning-ish, but not the very beginning. I'd say now that they're a full year into a rebuild. They didn't call it that last year, but that's what it was.
It absolutely was. Yeah.
That's exactly what it was. All right, man, have a good show.
Thank you.
And obviously, we got normal shows tomorrow, Thursday. We'll have a normal show here, but another Billikens game, I think, Thursday night, if I'm remembering correctly. And, of course, on Friday, then it'll be the three of us getting you ready for the sports weekend. But you got Sports Open Line coming up after the news right here on KMOX.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.